Appreciate that song, One Day Is Coming. And I have a short lesson this morning, but one we should meditate on each day of our life. And there is a great day coming. If I tell you the end of time is coming in the next 5 minutes, are you ready? Let's talk about the time we have. In Psalm 90, verse 10, he says, "The days of our years are 80 years and 10. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength, labor, and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away." If we talk about the time we have and the facts about life and death, Jesus said in Matthew 10:28, "Fear not them which can kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Physical death has been ordained from the beginning. In Genesis 2, verse 17, he says, "But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in that day thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." Death, by definition, is a separation of the spirit from the body. In Genesis 2, in verse 7, he says, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." And then in Ecclesiastes 12, verse 7, "Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return to God who gave it." Death is inevitable for all of us. It has no boundary on age. It will come to us all. In Hebrews 9:27, "It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment." And then Ecclesiastes 8, verse 8, "There is no man that hath power over the spirit to retain the spirit, neither hath he power in the day of death." Death is inevitable to each of us. Death is uncertain. Many in the past, as well as in our present day, have tried to predict the end of the world. Death is not only for the old, but for the young as well. No one knows when death may knock at their door. In Proverbs 20:71, he says, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." We have this time and no more. In James 4:14, "Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away." Here today, gone tomorrow. Death is an ending. To the unbeliever, it is indeed the end. The unbeliever, or one who is unfaithful, can see nothing beyond the grave. They are unprepared for the judgment to come. In Hebrews 9:27, he says, "And it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment." But on the other hand, death is a beginning. For the unbelieving, death is the beginning of eternal damnation. In Matthew 25, in verse 41, "Then shall he say unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, unto everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." But for the faithful, death is the beginning of eternal life. In 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 13, But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring forth with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall in no wise precede them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. And Jesus said in John 14, beginning in verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe in me also. For my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, and where I am, there you may be also. Death is also the great equalizer. In this life, we see many classes of people: division because of religion, race, culture, economic, or social status. But in death, these divisions will cease. We brought nothing into this world, and we will take nothing out. In 1 Timothy 6, verse 7, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. In Job's trials, he commented in Job 1, verse 21, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we ask the question, is death a curse or a blessing? To the unrighteous, a curse of eternal suffering. To the faithful, a blessing prepared for eternity with God. In Revelation 21, verse 3, and I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. In conclusion, instead of fearing death, which is inevitable, we should live this life preparing our spirit for the life to come. We have this time only to prepare a life that is pleasing to God. Paul exhorted the Thessalonians in 1 Thessalonians 5, beginning in verse 1. But of the time and seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh on them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. You are all children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. You know, we ask the question, can we say, as Paul said in 2 Timothy 4, verse 6, I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. So we ask the question, are you ready for the judgment day? Time is no boundary. Age is not a boundary. Are you ready for that day to come? Physical life and a physical death. The time of preparation. Spiritual life and spiritual death. The judgment of God. Our time on this earth is to prepare our spirit as God would have us to be. To express those attributes of the Spirit described in Galatians 5, verse 22. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. They that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the passions and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. The time we have left in this life is short. The time we have left in the next is eternal. No man knows the time he has left. In 2 Corinthians 5:10, he says, there's a great day coming, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. In James 5:8, he says, Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. So we ask the question, are you ready for the judgment day? A question we should ask each and every day. We have only this time to prepare for that day. We cannot take for granted there will be a tomorrow. There is a great day coming. If you have not accepted Jesus as your Savior, repented of your sins, been back and put on Christ through baptism, we offer our assistance today. If you need the prayers of the church, we stand ready to assist. Remember, we are not guaranteed tomorrow. The time for preparation is each moment God gives us in this life. There is a great day coming. If we can assist any way, come as we sing the song that's been selected.